Spring is the time of year that many community softball teams get up and running, but one team in our area has overcome tremendous adversity to take to field. The Wounded Warrior Amputee softball team is made up of men who were injured while serving in the military. David Van Sleet is general manager and head coach of that team. He joins us now to talk about how the team came to be and where you can watch them play. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us about the Wounded Warrior Amputee softball team. How did it get started and who's on it?
Yes. First of all, the guys on it are all guys who've lost a limb in Iraq and Afghanistan and serving in the military slash war. But this started as a little project of mine about 9 months ago. I'm in with the VA in prosthetics for over 30 years, and I'm playing softball at quite a different few levels, and managing and coaching as well over the years. And so I just put my two passions in life together, softball and prosthetics, and came up with the Wounded Warrior Amputee softball team.
And how do they get involved?
We, through the Wounded Warrior Project alumni database and the VA prosthetists, physical therapists, and prosthetic services, we put out a feeler to just about every amputee we knew from the war, and we got a couple hundred responses. And then we did a lot of background check on these gentlemen and basically selected them on their past athletic experience, their baseball, softball experience, and their overall athletic experience.
So I have to ask you, if someone is missing an arm, how do they swing a bat?
Well, believe it or not, we have four guys missing upper limbs on our team, and they all swing it completely different. Some swing across their body, some swing just with one hand freely.
Wow. And I imagine there's some physical therapy that has taken place prior to their joining the team, so they have a level of fitness that they bring to it.
Well, these guys are extremely active, athletic, competitive. They all had serious athletic backgrounds before they went in the service and got injured and lost a limb. But they all are very competitive. They go to the gym just about daily. They're working out. They're running. They're going to the batting cages on a regular basis. They're taking this very seriously.
And it may not be the intent, but this might actually serve as a form of therapy too, even though that might not be the primary intent.
You're absolutely correct. This has been a wonderful thing for these guys. There are a lot of great rehabilitative events out there through the VA and other sports associations and artificial limb type companies, but this is the one they've been waiting for. It's very, very competitive. They want to be on a team sport, playing a skilled activity, and getting back to baseball and softball, which they played before they got injured.
And they play teams where people are not disabled or missing limbs.
Yeah, we don't look at our team disabled either. Basically, we only play able-bodied teams. We can run and throw and hit with the best of them.
Wow. And you mentioned that you are in the field of prosthetics, and that's really made some tremendous progress in the past few years. How has that helped?
Immensely. As you know, the Department of Defense and the VA has put a lot of money into research, and it took a war for us to get there, but we've put a lot of dollars into this technology, and so now we have available to our soldiers and our Marines and our veterans items that haven't even made it out to the general public yet, but we have the best of the best. These guys have numerous prosthetic devices. Some have as many as three or four different types for different sports.
And how many people are you able to field on a team? I mean, do you have a waiting list for people who want to get involved? You're getting me all excited. I want to somehow get involved in something like this.
Well, we get quite a few inquiries. We have raised our level pretty high, so we do encourage people to reach out and find us if they think they can participate at this level. We originally had 20, and now we're down to 15. We went to spring training for a week and out in Arizona, and basically have narrowed it down to 15. And these 15 are very, very athletic and competitive, and are training constantly to keep this going. But we have picked up a new player a couple weeks ago, and we just heard of another new one at the Warrior Games this past week that wants to join us. So we're always looking at new talent.
And I've got to ask you, you've said a couple of times, at this level, at this very competitive level. Be a little bit more specific about just how competitive this is and what sort of level we're talking about.
Yeah, these guys can all run, slide, throw, hit. We have a couple guys on the team that played Division I baseball in college before they went in the military and served overseas and lost a limb. We have some junior college players. We have some guys who played at a very high level in high school. Like I said, this isn't for the average amputee. We encourage people to reach out to us, but this we want everyone that's on board with this know that we're pretty serious, competitive, and taking this to the next level.
And you may have a fan base out there, people who want to watch you compete.
Well, we do have one. We just did our D.C. tour a couple weeks ago, and we had people go to all three different games. So a lot of them were female. I think they were attracted to some of the members on our team.
But, that never happens.
But, no, we do have a base following us already.
David Van Sleet is president, general manager, and head coach of the Wounded Warrior Amputee Softball Team. Now, you get some corporate support. What helps keep this going from a financial standpoint?
Yeah, right now we're surviving on sponsorship and donations, and the Wounded Warrior Project has been extremely beneficial to us, not only helping us find these fine athletes, but, you know, they've been supporting us a little bit financially. And then there's the Armed Forces Communications and Electronics Association, AFCEA. We have sort of met up with them recently, and they took a number of the members on the team to the National Orioles game this past weekend. And now they've sort of jumped on our bandwagon, as well as the Diamond Dream Foundation out of Fairfax, Virginia. They made a nice donation to our team during our game at George Mason University.
So it sounds like after this interview, you may be expanding your fan base. Is there a website or a place where folks can go to learn more and learn your schedule?
Yes, we have a website. It's www.woundedwarrioramputeesoftballteam.org. And our schedule, our goal is to play, we're from all over the country. So we're playing monthly somewhere in some venue, somewhere in the United States. Our next trip is to Louisville, Kentucky. The Louisville Slugger folks are bringing us in to play in Louisville Slugger Stadium after a AAA professional baseball game. Then in July, we're going to the World Championships of Softball in Oklahoma City, where they're bringing in the top six women team in the world, and they're bringing us in to play a couple exhibition games in front of their large audience.
Wow.
And then in August, we're going to the United States World Military Softball Championships in Panama City, Florida, as their guest of honor, and they have us playing a couple exhibition games in front of about 70 military softball teams.